Hello, Callum Murray from SportCal again. It's my pleasure to introduce Attila Sade Bersavisi, who is the chairman of Budapest Olympic Foundation, and he's going to talk to us for about 10 minutes or so on creating safe and engaging events, and then I hope we'll have time for a couple of questions at the end of his short talk. Thank you, Attila.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here. When I was asked to come here, that was obviously a big question. What will be the topic before me? I try to follow up on what we have heard from Mr. Erdener. Hosting the games, hosting major sport tournaments, and the challenges that the entire sports community and the major organizations are facing. Because the world has changed, and there are more countries, more people in the world, more sports, more TV viewers, more tourists. So the globalization opened up a new era, and that is changing the world of sports. And as we see the positive effects, there are obviously some challenges, because the hosting any major tournament, such as the football or European championships or the winter or summer Olympic games, is a much more complex and difficult exercise for any host country or city than it used to be 10, 20, or even much longer time ago. So it is obviously taking the world towards a narrow path where fewer and fewer countries and cities are able to host major sports tournaments because of their complexity, because of the requirements of the economic power behind organizing such games. And question, is this taking us to a good direction, or we need to modify the course? Because at the end of the day, the goal is to take the love of the games, the experience of high-level competitions, to be taken to all corners of the world. And this is why I believe that what we have heard here about the Agenda 2020 is one groundbreaking paradigm shift. Also, the decision by UEFA to take the Euro football tournament instead of one country to multiple cities and countries. This will be a great experience in 2020, how this will work out. But it's definitely a paradigm shift, which is aiming a very, very important agenda or issue. So there are, nowadays, we see that there are regions, continents are involved in hosting major tournaments. We've just been to Rio, so South America has been engaged. Lately, Asia was number of times hosting major events. In Europe, in fact, there are two Europes. There's Western Europe and there's Central Eastern Europe. And also there's the European Union trying to unify the two parts of Europe. But obviously there are differences still, and there will be, because the history and the culture of these two parts of Europe is different. But the fact that these new European countries entered, at first exited from the Soviet Empire, and then entered into the EU and some of them to the Eurozone, enabled these countries to step up on the international stage and start to be a host of major sports events. If you remember, in 2012, Ukraine, Poland was hosting the Euro 2012. Hungary will be hosting the Swimming World Championships next year and the European Olympic Festival. We also see Bucharest and Budapest will be hosting, along with Glasgow, the 2020 Euro matches, some of them. So Central Eastern Europe is a factor. Why, and what is probably the most important thing about hosting the games when you take sporting event to such cities like the Olympic Games? I think the most important thing is that we are able to accommodate new sports in these countries, in new corners of the world. In this way, we are able to expand the world of sports to places where without major sports tournaments, it would be not possible. My favorite example is the Calgary Games and Canada. Also, Canada is far from being a small country, but it had no real speed skating culture before. And because of the Calgary Games, it had to build the ice rink. From 1988, Canada started to invest into speed skating. And as I can see in the recent Winter Olympic Games, Canada became one of the major powerhouse in speed skating and short track, making a dent on the Netherlands' supremacy in these sports. This is what obviously Central Eastern Europe expectation is. So as these countries are getting wealthier and as they make good use of the funds that are available from the European Union, these countries are able to modernize and develop their sports infrastructure. We see many major investments going into Warsaw, Prague, or Budapest, and also recently in Bucharest and on the Balkans. So I think this is the new direction for expanding the sport. This would have been what I wanted to share with you, and I'm curious what questions come.
Thanks, Attila. I'll see if anyone would like to ask anything from the floor in a second. One thing that I was interested in, and perhaps others as well, you are an ambassador for Budapest 2024, but you're not yet in a position where you can talk internationally. You're not in the international promotion phase yet of your bid, so you can't really talk about Budapest 2024. But perhaps what you can talk about is a sort of allied issue which those following the bid have been interested in, which is the reorganization of the Hungarian Olympic Committee that was announced just the other day by the government. And I just wondered what was the thinking behind that reorganization, and also whether there was any concern that the International Olympic Committee forbids government interference in the operations of national Olympic committees, whether there's any concern that this might represent government interference in a national Olympic committee?
To give you an answer, I need to go back a bit in history to understand where Hungary is coming from. Hungary closed the Rio Games at 12th position, and now it stands 8th in the ranking of the history of the Olympic Games. And this is a country of 10 million people. The Olympic Games is in the DNA of the Hungarians. And why is that? Generally, Central Eastern Europe was, for Central Eastern Europe, it was very important, the sports and going to the Olympics during the times of the Soviet Empire, because we had to show to the capitalists that we are a successful empire as well. But that doesn't necessarily explains why Hungary is much more successful than the four times bigger Poland or the two times bigger Romania or the much wealthier Austria. The reason is very simple. We have to go back exactly 100 years ago during the First World War. Hungary was standing by the Germans and the Austrians, and then ended up the First World War on the losing side. And after armistice, Hungary lost its army totally, and it was not allowed to invest into army, but it was allowed to invest in sports. And sport had strong foundations already to rival with the Austrians within the Austro-Hungarian monarchy. So during these 100 years of history, Hungary got used to the fact that in the 1920s, 30s Olympic Games, besides Germany and USA, Hungary was always the third in the medal ranking. Now, in a country like this, which has a huge history in collecting medals at the Olympic Games, it is very important that even after the fall of the communism, this has been sustained, because for a country like 10 million people, this is a national pride. And it is investing into it. And the big question was 4 years ago, if the Olympic, the Hungarian Olympic Committee would be the best place to distribute the funds that is coming from the state. And that was an experiment. And unfortunately, the Rio Games, which delivered 8 gold medals for Hungary, which would have been a very satisfactory achievement for most countries, it wasn't meeting the expectations of Hungary. And therefore, it made a decision that exactly because of our bid And a future hosting will be only successful if there are more medals than ever before. And for Hungary, 1952, the Helsinki Games is the benchmark where we collected 16 gold medals. Obviously, going into a hosting of a future games in your own country, you want to make sure that your team going to the Olympics is the most successful country. So we are obviously working and mostly looking at the British model because the London Games for us is was a model how you can really make use of the Olympics while developing your own sports.
Thanks. Have we got time for, yes, perhaps time for one question, if anyone has a question from the audience. Any questions? If not, I have another question. No, can't see anyone. Could you just very quickly run through, you know, some events that you've hosted recently and events that you're about to host and say what it is. What was your pitch? How did you win those events?
Budapest is, I think, one of the most experienced city in hosting multiple events. What we have not hosted until now, the major tournaments. One of them will be the swimming. So in the past, the tradition and the sport facilities. Was a great, creating always a good mood. So the different federations were always happy to bring the sports events to Hungary because people are really living in an Olympic culture, so where they very much appreciate if the different sports tournaments are coming to our country and they are well visited and well covered. So, and we love sports. That's probably the only answer.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Can you join me in thanking Attila very much? Thank you.